Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Danziger back on the show. Pam has been a member of our Brain Trust now coming up on 14 years. How about that? President of Unity Marketing. She knows more about what high-end shoppers do than anybody on the planet. She's written all the books on the topic, why people buy the things they don't need, putting the luxe back in luxury, what do Henrys want. I mean, that's just three of, I don't know, I've got so many here, I hurt myself carrying them into the studio. And she is our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
It's great to be with you on this snowy, cold morning.
It's good to have you here, Pam, as always. So you've got some resolutions for us, don't you?
Yes, I do. I now is the time for resolutions, and even though I'm not doing the exercise I want or dieting like I should, I did write six resolutions for small businesses, particularly retailers, that I think should be put on people's list this year to really bring their business to a new level. Because, we have this excellent opportunity now with the economy going strong, consumers having more confidence, and more money in their paychecks. I mean, now is the time to really make the most of this.
Well, and look at this unprecedented shift, this thing that's happened in the last 18 months, and it's still happening before our eyes. A literal retreat of the legacy retailers from Main Street.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Never happened. This has never happened before. In my half century career, it's never happened before.
No. I mean, people argue about the term retail apocalypse, but I think it's really clear that the overbuilding of American retail, which is, it's still going on because right down the road there's a big new shopping center going in.
Wow.
But so many retailers are closing shop, right-sizing their fleet of stores, and we're going to see more closures this year, just like we did last year, because it really isn't over. So
if you don't want to call it
an apocalypse, it's certainly a big change.
Well, I agree with that, and I've written about it quite a bit, and you have too. The
right.
Barbell effect is alive and well, but I want to, the thing that gets me is that these people have left the marketplace because they weren't planted in the ground. They were just leasing space. But your
right.
audience and my audience, we're planted in the ground out here. We're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're the ones that are left with whatever's out there. And have you ever seen as much opportunity for them to have you ever seen a vacuum left like this for Amazon or Amy to move into?
Right. Well, I mean, it really is, the small businesses and what you say, they are planted in the ground. I mean, you are part of your community, and the more you can focus on your community, and I mean, that's why so many malls and such are closing, because, you go into one mall in Alabama and another mall in Pennsylvania, for two examples, and the malls are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And people really want that personal, local experience, and that's where small businesses can step right in and really take advantage of the opportunity. But they can't do it like they used to do it. They can't keep
right.
doing the same old thing.
And that's what your resolution. This her resolutions, folks, are perfectly matched for what you've got to do in order to fill the vacuum. Because, Pam, as you know, we've talked about the barbell before. The vacuum in the Main Street end of the barbell is not going to remain empty for long, is it?
No, that's the nature of capitalism.
I've got a quote here from Jeff Bezos that I'm using in a presentation I'm going to make. And this is what he said: we're going to dominate every sector at any cost. I'm paraphrasing it just a tiny bit. And he told his leaders, we're going to do this. I'm tasking you to do this at any cost.
Right.
Now, small businesses
it's
can't
scary,
say that. We can't say that. But we can't out capitalize them, but we can't out guerrilla marketing them, can't we?
Oh, without a doubt. And it is that personal experience. I mean, you can't call Amazon. I mean, try to call Amazon. Good luck.
Yeah.
You don't call Amazon. You have no personal relationship with them. And it's really, the key is that shopping has become disintermediated, or, you know, buying has become disintermediated from shopping.
Right.
Buying is, I mean, you go to Amazon, you know what you want, you go to Amazon, you buy it. But if you want a shopping experience, that's when you go to Main Street. That's when you go to small businesses.
Also, I remind people that Amazon will sell you 143 different back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back.
No, that's the thing.
Somebody's got to do that technical part. When we come back, now that we've laid the groundwork, folks, now that we got your attention, we got a handful, maybe a little bit more of outstanding New Year's resolutions that Pam's going to share with us after this break. When you tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.